Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we'll check in with Marty in just a few minutes. 8:37, I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. You know, Larry, a lot of us have, we've all pretty much, our lives have changed, been locked down for months. A lot of us not going out as much. And you wonder, what happens in the drug industry? How is that affected by the lockdown for COVID-19? Well, you know what? The state police have been very busy.
And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Trooper Brent Miller from the Pennsylvania State Police. He's the communications director. Trooper, welcome to KDK Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, I would imagine initially when the stay-at-home orders took place, maybe that tamped down crime for a while. Is that the trend that you had seen?
We did. In fact, we saw a large reduction in traffic crashes, property crimes, just overall. I think everything was down as a whole, including traffic stops. However, one thing that did increase was calls for service. And a call for service for us can be anything from, you know, debris on a roadway to a trooper checking out, going into a parking lot of a local grocery store just to check to make sure everything's okay. So you saw those numbers increase as we took more of a proactive approach to let the public know that we are still out here working for you.
And while you're working, you're also dealing with some of the undesirable element of community, of our community, and seizing a lot of drugs, right?
Yes, that's correct. In the second quarter, which runs from April to the end of June, the Pennsylvania State Police seized approximately $5.7 million worth of cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, and other illicit drugs.
Where is the highest concentration? The assumption would be Philadelphia and around Pittsburgh being the two largest cities of the state.
We actually, when we release our numbers, we have a whole statewide number because, for instance, a traffic stop can occur anywhere within the Commonwealth. And as our troopers look into the traffic stop, if they notice signs of criminal activity, a search can be conducted and drugs seized as a result. We also have our drug interdiction units that work throughout the entire Commonwealth. And as you know, there's some major interstates running throughout our entire state that are lines of drug trafficking.
Yeah, you got 80, you have 79 and 81 on the other side of the state, big thoroughfares, I guess. What happens to the items that you would confiscate in a stop like that?
When items are seized, they go into evidence, and basically once all the court cases are over and everything's, all the drug items are then destroyed.
I would imagine, Trooper, that in and over the years, when many smaller communities have eliminated their police departments because of budgeting issues, that burden falls on the state police, correct?
That is correct, and I know there's a big call for defunding the police, and that's a term that has to be really looked at because of an agency of our nature where we're responsible for primary police services throughout the entire Commonwealth, where a lot of these local municipalities don't have the ability to to fund or hold their own police department.
Yeah, I would imagine that's unsettling in some communities where they have to hope that there's a state police officer nearby, because typically you wouldn't necessarily be patrolling in these communities either.
That's correct. And one thing our entire department looks at is we have basically calculates. We look at staff and areas and amount of calls, and we are able to shift our resources appropriately throughout the whole state. So as an academy class graduates, we're able to send new troopers out to the field where they are needed.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, like you said, a lot of towns struggling right now and before the crisis here, and their security falls on your shoulders, and people are talking about defunding the police. You're actually affecting a lot of communities adversely when you do that.
That's correct. So I know there's Senate hearings going on where our front office was talking about what we currently do and hold for all types of training and items that we have and things that we're looking at. And a big topic is body cameras. We had a pilot program, but currently our department, the size and resources, approximately 4,500 enlisted troopers. That's a substantial amount of money that would be needed for purchasing of the equipment and holding the data as we look further down the road.
State police don't have body cameras?
No, not at the moment. We have dash cameras on our vehicles. We did a body camera pilot program back in 2018 where we rolled out body cameras through, I believe it was three or four troops used them, and the response was great. We have no problem with body cameras. In fact, it was a great additional tool for the troopers.
It's interesting. Some things. What about how do they deal with things like masks and situations like that?
From the standpoint when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, we've always had the approach of education over enforcement. So that goes with business. When businesses were all closed, to health and safety measures, and we've issued, I believe, only a handful of business closure citations throughout the entire state. No citations were given out for the health and safety order violations at this time, just warnings. So that shows that we are out there, but we're not looking to tack on fines to people with all the stress already out there going on.
So don't call the state police if you have an issue with your neighbor not wearing a mask, is what you're saying.
Well, we heard from a sheriff over in Butler County, Ohio, who is asking people not to call 911 if someone's not wearing a mask, to tie up those valuable resources.
You have limited resources and a lot to do.
Well, you're going to be busy. Trooper Brent Miller, Pennsylvania State Police Communications Director, in Harrisburg on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Appreciate the time this morning. Stay safe.
And thank you. You do the same.
Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.